The strategy assumes 4.5% global GDP growth. Just if you were doubting the level of detail and the level of quote-unquote forethought or reasoning has gone into this output, the strategy assumes 4.5% global GDP growth and no major platform bans. So scenario planning for TikTok and Google search disruptions is advised. So boom, it knows that TikTok is very much up in the air. It knows that Google is very much up in the air right now as a potential search monopoly. And it goes on to say that contingency budgets equal to 7% of total spend are advised. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, I have been driving myself absolutely crazy waiting to record this episode for you this evening because as the still relatively new video podcaster that I am, I completely forgot to throw in an actual demo of Perplexity's deep research agent while I was absolutely nerding out doing a deep dive on it in yesterday's episode. And huge shout out to the viewer on YouTube that commented for keeping me on my toes, pointing out that I did drop the ball and did not include a demo. So to make up for my error, today's episode is going to be an entirely demo-dedicated episode to Perplexity's deep research agent. We are going to go through a very extensive marketing strategy recommendation report prompt together, and we will watch as Perplexity Deep Research breaks down that prompt and performs its tasks and does its research. And then we'll break down the report together once it's been generated. So I am not going to waste any more time getting this episode recorded and posted. Let's get into it. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to prompt Claude to help me write my very detailed and extensive prompt for Perplexity's deep research agent. And I always recommend doing this right here. Whenever you have a very important or very complex prompt, use an LLM to help you construct that prompt for the LLM. My preferred one happens to be Claude. I really think it's the best writer out of the current LLMs right now. Cut here. So this is what I have gone ahead and asked Claude to write for me. I said, please help me write a detailed and extensive prompt for a deep research AI agent. Cut here. The prompt should request a highly detailed report on recommended digital marketing strategies in 2025. The report should be of the same quality as one that would be produced by a top-tier firm like the McKinsey Global Institute. Make sure to prompt the agent to research any relevant information that could help guide their report and strategy recommendations. So let's go ahead and see what Claude whips up for us. Okay, so as always, I am super, super happy with the initial Claude results here. You can see that it's a very extensive prompt. It requests things like an executive summary, market analysis, the technology landscape. In fact, it's so long and detailed that I think it's a little bit too much for the reasoning agent. I think, again, when you're prompting these reasoning agents, you do need to be careful not to overwhelm them. And at least that was the case early on. So I'm actually going to try and cut this one down a little bit. I've asked Claude to significantly reduce the length of the prompt, but still capture the most important elements. The prompt should be optimized for a reasoning AI model. And hopefully that will produce a little bit more manageable of a prompt for the Perplexity deep research agent. So I'm going to go ahead and see what it cranks out this time. Okay, I like that much better. I'm not going to go through and read the entire prompt for you, but it's essentially got all the same parts, just broken down into a little bit different of a format. If you do want to read the full prompt, it will be posted on thedigitalpop.com for this episode. Check out the podcasts. Cut here. Page on thedigitalpop.com. And that is where any prompts from today's demos will be. Cut here. And of course, that will be linked in the show notes as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and copy that and we will just throw it into Perplexity. I'm going to go ahead and share that tab now. I will spare all of you a full tour of Perplexity, but if you have not seen it before, as you can see, it's pretty standard as far as a text or chat interface. Right down here, I want to draw your attention to is the models though. Here you can select the different models that you want Perplexity to use when you're doing your queries. You can also set a default model in your settings as well. So we have the auto, and it says it's best for daily searches. The pro search, and this is going to be their new sonar model, which we mentioned in yesterday's episode. And that's 3 times more sources and detailed answers. And then there's deep research, which is what we're going to be using today. And that reads in-depth reports on complex topics. And then we have reasoning with R1. So that's DeepSeek's R1 model hosted in the US. They take care to mention that, of course, with all the drama, I'll say, around cybersecurity and DeepSeek. Maybe for a different episode or a different podcast. And then lastly, you have the reasoning with O3 Mini. So OpenAI's newest reasoning model. Okay, so I have pasted our prompt into Perplexity's Deep Research Agent, and let's go ahead and generate the report. Okay, so you are watching this in real time here as it researches our topic. So it is currently researching our topic. It's already hit 57 sources. And when it's done researching, I'll break down each of these phases as well, and we can read through them so you get an idea of the reasoning process that the model used. But I wanted to give you at least a little taste of what it looked like in real time. You can see here that this is reading currently, reading its research and doing more research. And it's already completed about 4 or 5 steps in its process, and it's doing the 5th right now. As you can see, I now have enough information to answer your query comprehensively, is what it's saying. And again, I'll break down each of these in just a moment, but wanted to give you a look at the real-time performance of the model. Okay, so our report has now finished generating, and I did my best to give you guys a little bit of a look at the real-time generation. Still very much working on my live recording skills, though, but what I will do is share this prompt. I'll share the link to this prompt in the show notes and on the podcast page as well, and at the very least, you can have the exact same prompt. And using one of your 5 free daily searches, the free daily searches that you get with the Deep Research Agent, you can actually run the prompt and see it run for yourself. This way you also have the super awesome report that it cranked out for us, which again would have taken me a significant amount of time to, at the very least, just to train myself to become as proficient as a researcher as a top tier management consulting firm would hire or use, not to mention the time to actually do the incredibly in-depth research. And then it would have cost me hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars to get a top-tier agency like the McKinsey Institute or something like that to do this type of reporting and this type of research. Okay, let's break it down. First of all, we can see here that the Deep Research Agent pulled 77 sources, which is a good chunk more than the sources that we pulled yesterday during research for yesterday's episode. Again, sorry for not including any demo there, but I believe that was about 38 sources. Now, this is a much more detailed report and a much more complex request, so not entirely surprised to see a higher number of sources. In fact, it's kind of one of those reassuring things that you would expect to see. And what you can do is you can actually expand down these sources now. And in addition to the sources, you're going to get the actual process that the agent took during its research. And for anybody that's not watching along on video, we have a total of about 17 different steps that the agent ended up taking on our behalf. So let's just open up a few of these. And again, I'm not going to try and read through word for word every step that it took. I'll do my best to kind of just paraphrase each one. Again, check out the link in the show notes to see this entire detailed process for yourself. So this is what the agent did for its first step. I need to search the web to find comprehensive reports or articles on digital trends and strategies for 2025. This will help identify emerging trends, shifts in consumer behavior, advancements in AI, privacy regulations, and other relevant factors shaping the digital marketing landscape. This foundational information is essential for developing a structured analysis aligned with the objectives and framework outlined in your query. The second step starts as follows. The initial search results provided a broad overview of digital marketing trends in 2025, highlighting key areas like AI integration. Gotta love that. That's number one, first of all, AI integration, voice and visual search, social commerce, platform convergence, all of these things. And this is one of the things that I really like about the agent. It says, however, we still lack specific insights into the impact of privacy regulations on digital marketing strategies. So it actually finds the gaps in its research and goes on to address these gaps. It says, I will now search for information specifically on privacy regulation that impacts digital marketing in 2025. So this is that dynamic adaptive feature of the search that we were talking about. I believe it was in yesterday's episode as well. The model goes on to say that the previous search provided valuable insights into key trends, such as the influence of AI, the rise of retail media, CTV, so it's connected TV, and social platforms. And again, it emphasizes the importance of privacy and regulations in 2025 as well. So for anybody watching along, you can see that each of these steps is similarly detailed in its response and in its reasoning and the steps that it took to accomplish each task. So again, you get the idea of the depth at which the model is performing this research. And this isn't even the output. This is just showing us what it's doing for the research process. Now, this one here is particularly impressive. I find it very impressive. The previous results provided valuable insights into emerging trends and strategic frameworks for digital marketing in 2025. However, there are still gaps in the actual implementation roadmap and risk assessment framework that are essential for delivering this comprehensive management consulting level analysis. So again, it's just confirming so much of what we asked for, confirming that it's actually attempting to distinctly and specifically meet the requirements of our query. The agent goes on to say here that they specifically need to identify things like a structured execution plan for digital marketing strategies, including the technology stack requirements, optimal channel mix, key milestones, and measurable success metrics. Again, if you have spent any time in your career putting together reports like this, hopefully this is one of those aha moments in AI for you where it just clicks at how incredibly powerful and impactful the democratization of this level of research and knowledge sharing is. And again, all courtesy of Perplexity AI at this point. So continuing to address the gaps that it needs to fill, the model says a robust risk assessment framework that addresses privacy compliance, technological dependencies, market competition, and implementation changes, along with actionable mitigation strategies. Now, I really am going to try and just summarize the rest of these steps, keep it short and sweet as always for you guys. This is already going to be one of our longer episodes. So for everyone's benefit watching along, the model says, I now have enough information to answer your query comprehensively. Next, let's tackle this query step by step. It then says, starting with the market evolution section, I should analyze shifts in digital ad spend and consumer behavior. Search results mentions sources like IAB and Dentsu. It again mentions the areas like CTV and social media and retail media specifically needing to be highlighted. So absolutely dead on with the things that are top mind for marketers and advertisers continuing into 2025. Model then says that it's now going to move to strategic analysis and channel effectiveness and optimal mix research. The optimal mix should balance these high growth areas, again, CTV, retail media, social media, with traditional channels like SEO and email, which still have a strong ROI. And then here it actually gives us a tool, the BCG matrix, an example from the sources that could actually be useful in helping us perform this work, actionable instructions in categorizing our products and channels. Apparently the BCG matrix, the Boston Consulting Group matrix, is a framework for analyzing the strategic position of a given brand's product portfolio. Again, we are not even through the reasoning process at this point. Breaking all of these down, I'll really try and continue to summarize as best as I can. It finishes by talking about the technology stack requirements, the risk assessment that needs to be included, and then it gets into the actual methodology of the research that needs to be done, as well as the output format. And this one I really like in particular. It says, I need to check that all recommendations are actionable and ROI focused. Cut here. For example, suggesting investments in retail media and CTVs with specific metrics like expected growth rates. And as you will see, there are some very specific metrics given in this report. And it said, cut here. And then it also says, also emphasize the importance of first-party data strategies and ethical AI use. Continuing on, it says potential pitfalls to avoid, not delving deep enough into each section, missing cross-validation between sources, not addressing all parts of the query's framework. And this is just amazing. If you're not geeking out along with me right now at this point, I'm not quite sure what it would take, but we will keep trying here at the AI Marketing Navigator. The last step is finally maintaining a formal academic tone, avoiding lists, and using paragraphs to connect ideas. Making sure citations are correctly placed after relevant statements and all key points from the search results are utilized to support the analysis there. Okay, so we have broken down the reasoning process for our prompt. Now we can touch very quickly on everything that is included in the report. Again, I will link to this prompt in the show notes and on the episode's post page, and that way the proper sources will all be linked to as well. But let's just break down the executive summary for starters. It says, digital marketing in 2025 is defined by AI-driven decision-making, platform convergence, privacy-first strategies, and hyper-personalization at scale. So I 100% could not agree more. It is absolutely right with its emphasis here and its focus. And I would say it just about nailed everything that I would want to consider in my digital marketing strategy for this next year. So here it touches on these key channels again, retail media, CTV, social commerce. And it gives us the stats to back each of these up. Growth of CTV, the projected revenue of social commerce by 2028, which is $1 trillion, by the way. The report goes on to say that our strategic priorities for 2025 should include the following. AI-powered omnichannel optimization, search everywhere optimization. So that's definitely pulling, I think, from Neil Patel. We definitely heard about that concept and talked about that concept before on the show. I'm not sure if someone else introduced it before Neil, but that's where I first heard about it. So again, there's some reassuring information that we can confirm is very much going to be a part of our digital marketing in 2025. It goes on to say privacy compliant personalization and retail media network integration. So if you are in a product role or a product marketing role, or you're working in a department for a product that's sold in a retail environment, then I'm sure retail media networks are probably on your radar, but they definitely should be on your radar for 2025. another podcast that I highly recommend, the MarTech Podcast, recently did a series of episodes on retail media networks. So definitely go check out that show as well, linked in the show notes. And then this next part is really kind of what's blowing me away, guys. It's actually giving us these really actionable top recommendations for the year. For instance, it says allocate 30% of digital budgets to AI-driven retail media, implement consent management platforms to address 2025 expanded GDPR and DMA compliance requirements, and redesign attribution models using AI, cut here, to measure that cross-platform impact of that omni-channel optimization. And it gives us a projected ROI uplift if you do this type of attribution shift of 35%. So again, just incredibly detailed, incredibly actionable recommendations. Now, that's just the executive summary. Then it gets into the market analysis. So digital advertising spend and consumer behavior. It covers emerging platforms and technologies, regulatory and technological processes. So CPRA, GDPR, and all of these have relevant statistics and cited sources backing up each of the assertions. So it gives us a framework for our strategy, a recommendation on how to allocate resources and time to all of our channels. For instance, it says that 60% should go to performance channels, so retail media, CTV, paid search, 30% to brand channels, YouTube, SEO, influencer marketing, and then 10% to compliance and testing, so privacy stack updates, generative AI experiments. It even gives us a little bit of a breakdown of that BCG matrix application. So it utilizes that Boston Consulting Group matrix in its response. And I'm already learning something new. It has retail media and CTV as the stars of that matrix. Email is the cash cow, and the third party data is the dog, which needs to be phased out by Q3 2025. Again, basically nailing everything that is happening in digital marketing right now. Okay, next up we have the implementation roadmap. So it breaks down quarter by quarter what you can do in 2025 to meet these goals and meet these priorities. It gives us some amazing details on our ROAS and consent rate goals. It gives us the tools to measure all of these things. And it finishes up with a final note. The strategy assumes 4.5% global GDP growth. Just if you were doubting the level of detail and the level of quote unquote forethought or reasoning has gone into this output. The strategy assumes 4.5% global GDP growth and no major platform bans. So scenario planning for TikTok and Google search disruptions is advised. So boom, it knows that TikTok is very much up in the air. It knows that Google is very much up in the air right now as a potential search monopoly. And it goes on to say that contingency budgets equal to 7% of total spend are advised. So, I mean, I don't know how you could ask for any more detailed of a report than we just got right there from just the little old AI marketing navigator sitting in their home office, having access to this type of knowledge, this type of data for free. Mind you, for free. And this is what has me so hyped on Perplexity right now. I think it's definitely back in the top spot as my favorite AI tool after doing this second episode on the Deep Research Agent. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.